Seminole Republican Representative Larry Ahern says his bill covers violence against a woman who's pregnant with a child at any stage of development.
All this does, I think, is seek to clarify that there's no timeline for the death, that no matter what, if a woman is pregnant, she's pregnant, and it isn't a quick child, it's an unborn child.
But Lake Mary Democratic Representative Mike Cleland had concerns regarding when life begins. He also raised questions about how that would be policed using a scenario where someone recklessly causes a car accident where a group of teenage girls are injured.
Their ages 15, 14, and 13, they all suffer abdominal injuries. How are we going to figure out, number one, whether or not they are pregnant? Are we going to sort of explore their sexual history? Are we going to take their bodily fluids to determine if they're pregnant? And if, let's say, we do that, and one or more of the children are pregnant, and 2 or 3 months later miscarries for reasons unrelated to the accident, how is all this going to come about?
Ahern says while he believes Cleland's example will be decided in court on a case-by-case basis, he hopes to come up with an answer before the bill's next stop. But he says that shouldn't take away from the intent of the bill to punish those like a Leon County man accused of killing an ex-girlfriend in her second trimester. The measure passed 9-4, largely along party lines, with most Democrats opposed in the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee. Meanwhile, a similar bill in the Senate is expected to have its second hearing next week. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.